Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Humphrey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Judsa and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Skip Judsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judsa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day takes first base on ball four. Singleton moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cedeno. Singleton scores. Day goes all the way around to score. Bailey moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Foley reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Jutza and he is safe. Foley steals third. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foley scores. It's 4-0, Expos. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim York now pitching. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt catches it and throws to first to double up York. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. York fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Day takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley bunts in front of the plate. Jutza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Humphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. May reaches second base with a double. Watson scores. Rader goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Expos. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hunt trying to get to third. Wynn throws the ball into Rader, who tags Hunt for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Otis Thornton now catching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. It's 8-2, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Metzger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Otis Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-2 in the game. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Humphrey moves to second. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms fields it and throws to first for 1, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Thornton and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton is walked intentionally. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Day takes first base on ball 4. Singleton moves to second. Jim Ray now pitching. Rafael Batista now playing first base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Singleton scores. Day moves to third. It's 10-2, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day scores. Bailey moves to third. Foley moves to second. It's 11-2, Expos. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Foley moves to third. It's 12-2, Expos. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Humphrey moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Batista scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Hector Torres pinch hits for Tommy Helms. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Batista is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batista hits a line drive into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing second base. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayshore moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayshore scores. It's 13-2, Expos. Jim Crawford now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rader. Day moves to second. Terry Humphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphrey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Humphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Ron Woods now playing center field. Boots Day now playing right field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-4 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Frias reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frias scores. It's 14-2, Expos. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayshore moves to second. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 14, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Watson moves to second. Bob Gallagher pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. Rader moves to second. It's 14-3, Expos. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. Rafael Batista is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batista is 0-for-1 in the game. Batista hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Gallagher moves to third. Torres moves to second. It's 14-4, Expos. Mike Marshall now pitching. Otis Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallagher scores. Torres moves to third. Batista moves to second. One out. It's 14-5, Expos. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torres tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-6, Expos. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 14, and Houston Astros, 6. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.